Picture a strip in the mountains on a July afternoon. 90 degrees, no wind, and a takeoff roll that just keeps going and going. The airplane feels fine at the run-up, it just doesn't want to fly. That scene plays out every summer, and it catches good pilots. I'm Tower, and this is ATIS on Radio Hangar, your read on the aviation news that actually touches the way you fly. Today, the Aircraft Owners and Pilots Association, the AOPA, is out with a training and safety tip that lands right on time for the season. The subject is thin air, density, altitude. Let's get into it. First, a quick word from the people helping keep the lights on here. Today's segment is brought to you by AviationSoul.com, aviation challenge coins built to mark the milestones, discipline, and pride behind every step in flight. From first solo to airline transport pilot, every coin tells a story. AviationSoul.com. Now, here's what you need to know. The AOPA safety tip makes a simple point that's easy to nod along to and then forget at the worst possible moment. Summer is beautiful flying, long days, warm evenings, that golden light on the ramp, but every season brings its own performance factors. And the headline factor for summer is density altitude. Let's define it plainly, because the term gets tossed around more than it gets understood. Density altitude is pressure altitude corrected for temperature. In plain language, it's the altitude your airplane thinks it's at. Your wing, your propeller, and your engine don't care what the number on the altimeter says. They care about how many air molecules are packed into each cubic foot around them. When the air thins out, all three suffer at once. The wing makes less lift, the prop takes a smaller bite, the engine, if it's normally aspirated, makes less power, three strikes, and they all swing together. Three things thin the air: heat, altitude, and humidity. Heat is the big one in summer. Warm air expands, the molecules spread apart, and your density altitude climbs even though you haven't moved. You can be sitting on a field that's at 2,000 feet of actual elevation, and, on a hot afternoon, be operating at a density altitude of 5,000 or 6,000 feet. The airplane performs like it's up there, because as far as the physics is concerned, it is. Humidity makes it quietly worse. Water vapor is lighter than dry air, so humid air is less dense than the numbers alone suggest. Most performance charts don't even account for it, which means on a hot, muggy day, your real-world numbers can be a little worse than the book. Flag that as something to respect, not something to compute to the decimal. So, why does this matter to you, specifically? This affects you if you fly out of a high-elevation field, it affects you if you load up the family and the bags on a warm Saturday. It affects you if your home base sits low, but you're flying across country into the mountain west this summer. And it affects you if you fly a normally aspirated piston single, which is most of the general aviation fleet. Here's what the thin air actually does to your day. Your takeoff roll gets longer, sometimes dramatically longer. Your climb rate gets weaker, which is the dangerous part, because the runway may be long enough to get you airborne and still leave you unable to outclimb the trees or the rising terrain at the far end. That's the classic density altitude accident. It isn't a failure to lift off, it's a failure to climb. The airplane staggers into ground effect, feels alive for a moment, and then won't go up. The headline doesn't tell the whole story, so let's talk about what you do with it. Start with the numbers before you start the engine. Pull the performance charts for your airplane and run them for the actual conditions, not the standard day the airplane was certified on. Most modern automated weather now reports density altitude directly. When you listen to the ATIS or the AWOS on a hot day, and it calls out a density altitude, that is not trivia. That is the field telling you what airplane you're actually flying today. Next, respect the safety margins. The charts don't give you, book numbers come from a test pilot, a new airplane, and a clean runway. You're none of those things on a Sunday afternoon. Add margin. If the math says you need the whole runway, you don't have enough runway. Then manage what you can control. Fly in the cool of the morning when you have the choice. Lean the mixture for best power on takeoff at high density altitude per your pilot's operating handbook, because at full rich up high, you're drowning the engine and giving away power you can't spare. Consider offloading weight, fuel, bags, or a passenger. The airplane doesn't negotiate. Reduce the demand until the airplane can meet it. And know your outs before you push the throttle up. Where's your abort point on the runway? What's the terrain off the departure end? If the climb isn't there, what's the plan? Deciding that on the roll is too late. One more piece of context worth putting in front of you. This AOPA tip is aimed at the training and lower time crowd, and that's the right audience, because density altitude accidents cluster around pilots who learn to fly at low cool fields and then travel. But this is not a student-only problem. Experienced pilots get bitten precisely because the airplane feels normal right up until it doesn't. The air gives you no warning. The altimeter reads the same, only the performance changes. So the takeaway is old, and it's earned. On a hot day, the sky is thinner than it looks. Plan for the airplane you actually have, not the one in the sales brochure. That safety tip comes from the AOPA, and you can read their full training and safety material through their news pages. More from us over at RadioHangar.com. Fly the numbers, respect the heat, and give yourself room. This is Tower. Density altitude doesn't bluff, so don't call it. See you next time.